Our guest analyst this afternoon, Jacob Virks with agmarket.net. Jacob, we saw limit gains in the wheat complex here this afternoon.
Well, that is the headlines. Over the weekend, we did see the India came in and confirmed the rumors that we've been hearing about for a while regarding what they're going to do on the export market. The thought was the Ukrainian situation with Russia invasion not allowing them into the ports and be able to hit that export market was going to be able to satisfy that with some extra exports from India. They confirmed that they would basically honor the contracts that were already in place, but they would not be taking any more sales. The food inflation is a real thing. They have to do that to satisfy that need and for their people, and that's they finally announced it as a public thing today, and it did send extra boost to an already inflated wheat price due to our own problems over here in the High Plains, and we ended up closing the day here, making a push back up to limit, and in the Chicago market, we ended up closing those first three contracts limit up at 70 cents higher on the day, and then same thing with the Kansas City wheat. In July and September, spring wheat out there in the September and the December will be 60 cents higher.
Yep, so limit moves there. That pull the corn and beans with it then?
So, yeah, I think that over the weekend, a lot of planting got done. The problem consists in the same area. So you are seeing some good, I would consider it a good dry areas across most of the western part of the Corn Belt. There's just still the same problems right up there. That Red River Valley is kind of the talk of the town, and still some wetness there, keeping people out of the fields. The big talk of PP and how many acres. I think everybody that I've read or listened to today is trying to do their best to guess what kind of prevent plant we'll be seeing up there in that area, and those numbers are all over the place. However, the problems consist, but with the move of the wheat market right now, the whole grain complex is just on an upward trend. So 20 cents higher here at the close in the December contract of corn, 16.5 higher, and we were 27 higher in the July. So that bull spread's starting to work back. We did see just the opposite, where July was only up 9 cents in the soybeans, when November soybeans were up 12, closed at 15.10 on the day.
Sure. How about livestock? How'd that react then?
So livestock reacted in a kind of a head-scratching mode, which if you followed the hogs over the last couple of weeks, the biggest influence in the hog market was what's going on in China. We were kind of relying on some export situation with pumping hogs over into China. As they started going into lockdown, their economy slowing down, we ended up pushing that down all the way down below a dollar here last week. We did find some support there on the chart. We had a good, nice recovery day yesterday and today over the weekend. We heard some potential gains or moves from lockdown outside some of the major cities there in China. That just kind of helped fuel a little bit. But to be up $3.60 in the face of a 20 cent higher corn market, I think it just kind of goes to show technically how far we pushed that hog market down. Cattle market, though, up $1.50 in the face of this. August fats up to $133.90 now today. Feeder cattle really to see 20 cents higher, 27 cents higher in the corn market today, and to only be down 60 cents, I consider this a good day.
Jacob Virks with agmarket.net.